Alrighty, everyone. It's been a huge week for the VTTW League with all the trades going down. This podcast is not that. This podcast is itchy and scratchy, looking ahead at the round that is to be that we are in right now. We will have a new podcast tomorrow evening going through all the trades and a round review. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Itchy and Scratchy.
Good evening, Stars. Friday night, and we've got an education seminar up for all the coaches out there this evening.
Yes, hello, locals. I'm looking forward to listening to you crap on about how right you are and how wrong everyone else is. Also looking
Look,
forward to you having the last word.
I was look, Stars, you know me, happy to put my hand up and admit when I'm wrong. It's never come up.
Your poor wife. We are taking a bit of a risk here. We're recording before the Friday game, as there's a bit of a delay, and we're just at home pulling our dick, so we might as well talk some
But
shit.
we have had the Thursday night game, so we do have some scores on the board already. So
And
it's
we're currently 1 hour, 1 minute till lockout, and that's to the trade deadline. So I'm making sure I might have to quickly zone out for a bit while I approve a trade. And we're going
fingers
like
on the.
hotcakes.
All right. Well, Kamish, shall we get into the first game?
Let's go.
This is
Cracker,
the
isn't it?
contenders. Contenders, not the pretenders here.
Yep, contenders that have jacked themselves up on roids, trying to get all the players in they can at whatever cost.
Extremely active trading. I have loved it.
So that's probably how it should go, is that if you're contending, you give up a few young picks, a few young kids, a few young picks, and you're getting some older players that are proven scorers and try and get that elusive premiership.
Balls to the wall.
Forget
So in
about
this,
next year.
yep, agreed. Absolutely. We'll get to that different coaches' strategies later in the
Oh,
piece. So
won't we?
there's 16 points difference in this matchup. So wow, this is what you want, right? Like this is a bit of a preemptive.
Have you mentioned Stars versus Days and Confused here?
Yes, Stars versus
It's
Dazed.
first versus
So
fourth.
yeah. So oh, this is just tasty. It's a tasty matchup. So let's go through your team briefly, and I'll highlight some of the big inclusions from an aggressive trade week. So backline, absolutely tasty. One massive inclusion. Just who would have thought this when Rob dropped Jack Zabel last season? I think we all kind of thought this guy's cooked.
We all
He's
laughed
Jack.
at Lamb for picking him up, didn't we?
Oh, look, and I'll still laugh at Lamb. But hindsight's a bitch, and you've gone hard, and I loved this trade. So Jack Zabel in defence with forward eligibility as well, averaging 106. How did it feel getting that kind of weapon in the team?
Cost me dearly, but
Hey,
had to do it, didn't we?
106 averaging defenders don't grow on trees. Moving into the midfield. So you've had the one score tonight or last night of Sam Menegola, 129. Is that the first time he's looked like going big this
No,
season?
he's
So,
gone bigger ones before.
okay, that's his biggest score of the season, though. He's got three
I have good
hundreds.
word that Dazed and Confused also enjoyed watching him rack it up.
Oh, I bet he did. I just would have been, I'm sure he was cheering him on from the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
So David Swallow comes back in this week after concussion, but you lose Cunnington for personal issues and Liberatore is being managed. So, I mean, the Liber trade, that was, I assume that was a part of the deal to get Zeeble across the line. Yeah. And I think, look, better to have the rest now so you know less likely to get a rest during the fantasy finals
Land.
period.
I mean, don't need to win this game. It'd be nice to. Should we go over to the other side?
All right. Well, no, let's just also in the forward line, you've had a 91 from Isaac Smith, who played And you've got an emergency on every good coaching. So you've got an emergency defender, an emergency forward, an emergency mid. Well done.
An emergency ruck if Nick Nat is laid out.
Yep, perfect. Love the handcuff. What do we got on the other side of the fence?
Days Confused, also active. He had the hat-trick last night with the 3 from 3 trades. He's got Zach Tui. He's brought in from Vipers in his fire sale with 108. He's been an absolutely great scorer so far.
Yep. Oh, look, I brought him in last season hoping for the same thing. And he's not the prettiest, but he's got a great mo. And just he can do these scores when the Geelong guys like to chip around.
The midfield's the same. We all love Day's midfield, and so there's no reason to change it. Robum is on the extended bench, so not named. Does he have a play he could bring on or loop on?
Trent Cotchin's his emergency, so he'll get to have a look at Trent tonight, and if Trent doesn't go all that well, he can probably put a Sam Papepper on the field.
Look at that. He's got it covered. Toby Nank, the tank, comes in at perfect timing with Segler going out of this off the Hawthorn side, so he's timed that one well. The forward lines where we've got some change. We've got Taron Thomas, the new boy.
Look, if I had known that I could have got Zach Butters if I'd held Taron Thomas, I would have been all over that. Yeah, so
it turns out you trained Taron Thomas out for Fife. You trained Taron Thomas and Dawson for Fife and then trading out Fife
for Martin. So essentially Thomas and Dawson cost me Martin, but gave my wonderful opponent Dawson and Butters.
The only forward here from last week is Jack Billings, because Tex Walker's came in on a nice little trade swap there, got good value. Will Snelling from Slip and Nat Fife from yourself.
Tex can go very big against West Coast, who have been so bad.
So, yeah, he's absolutely, he's blown up the forward line and changed it all around for finals. Let's see if they can gel together.
Oh, look, and he's got some guys to come back in that forward line as well, with Cotchin hopefully to return.
Yep.
Sorry, not Cotchin, Jeremy Cameron.
Yep. Both teams coming off 3 wins in a row. It should be very close.
Aggressive trading. I've got you ahead just because of the row bottom drop.
Here we go. Should be a cracker. Hopefully it'll be a heartbreak for Days like last time.
4 points.
The kick after the siren.
A failed penalty free kick. <It's> coming home.
Next game. We've got Team Awesome versus Geelong Vipers. Two teams that see themselves as being a little bit off the chase and selling up some assets. Well, you'll think that. But looking at Vipers trades, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, we can get across that. So first we'll go through Team Awesome.
Yep.
So, look, solid back line. McAvoy's averaging 82, and he's put together a few really good games. So, almost a keepable ruck there. Versus that back line, Burgess, Rampy, McKenzie, Rotham, it's all a bit makeshift. Midfield's still bloody tidy. So, he's got Steele, Seedsman, Amon been really good. Warple and Davies Uniacke have been sort of middle of the road, but get the job done. And then Dumont's been lifting since he's returned from injury, and I don't mind the Burns pick up, handy mid forward. Ned Reeves.
A bit of extra grunt in that midfield, I think.
Yeah, he definitely needs someone with a bit of a ceiling. So Ned Reeves, I like that pick up, got him off the waivers.
This is a good pick up. This is someone I'll be holding until keeper selection next year. You never know what's going to happen with Big Boy McAvoy and Segler.
Yep. Yuck's
looking to rebuild potentially. I can see him potentially being kept as a long-term option.
Yep, yeah, I agree. I think he showed enough, and he's allegedly very tall. Going into that forward line, he's had Myers play for 73 last night, so you'd be happy with that. He picked up Jamie Elliott off the waivers. Jack Noon's got 92 last week, comes up against Collingwood, and then the T-Mac and Lance Franklin to round it out.
He had Jamie Elliott last week, and he dropped him.
Got him back.
Put him back. Well, fair enough.
And just as an update, Jackson Hatley's still not named. Have you been offered Jackson Hatley this week?
No, I haven't. I flogged him off to someone else.
Okay, I have been asked.
Okay. He's good.
Yeah, he's great. He's dominating Sample. What do we got on the other side of the fence?
I don't know. I don't know who this team is. Geelong Vipers is the name here, but I'm not recognising anything. Sean Attlee, he wasn't there before. Darcy Tucker, I think he was hit there, but actually scored well, so that's a difference. Midfield, he's got Paddy D, finally had a good game after last week. Shocker. Anderson's back from his hand injury. That's a big inclusion. McIntosh and Robinson are really just filling up the space there. O'Meara, that slips boy.
Yeah, interesting trade there. Could it have cost him a future Sam Walsh? We'll see come draft lottery day.
Yes, Canelio, my boy. So he absolutely bent me over the barrel to try and get Zeeble off him. Fair play to him. Josh Shunky back after a long time out.
Yeah, got handy, very handy inclusion.
Max Gorn, what's he doing here?
So just out of interest, if you're not contending and you've got a 21-year-old, 22-year-old ruck prodigy, what's the move you're doing here?
You're just sitting on him. Sitting on Drake. Okay.
And you know,
you can't keep both of them. They're both going to be rucks only next year. You can't keep Max Gorn and Draper.
Well, you can if you've got lots of picks, front-ended picks, which this coach does not.
Doesn't. So, he's got rid of them all for Gorn. But hey, fair play. I think a league with us trading is much better than a league without trading. So let's see what happens. I agree.
Gorn is an absolute gun. So we'll get on to, there's the logic of picking him up when you've got a gun young ruck and you're not contending, and then we'll get on to the reverse logic later.
Sometimes you just want to watch a good players play in your team.
You want a great beard.
Forward line is very thin after trading out a few assets. He's brought in Tom Phillips from yourself.
Oh boy.
Sneaky little option there. And the rest are really just making up numbers, in my opinion.
Atkins was a bit disappointing last night with only 46. Yeah.
But that's what happens when you sell up. The last few games, you could be struggling.
Not a lot on the bench either. Have you had any offers of Prestia?
No.
Why do I get these offers then?
Because my midfield's good. Who have we got? I think.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think he can jag it. He's making a late play for the finals. Good on him.
Look, if he makes the eight, this could be his first final series.
We could play a final. This could be huge.
It will be huge. I'm going to go Geelong Vipers as well.
Come on, Vipers, bring it home. Next game, we've got AJS Hawker, a.k.a. The Bye, versus Aussie Merker. It has a bit of North Melbourne versus West Coast Eagles about it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? This could be an upset of the round.
Hawker's only win came against Merker, so he would love to go 2-2. It makes work life a little bit easier when your good friend is... You got the whatever your colleague,
so to speak, the wooden spoon over him. I'd be bringing it in and belting him over the back if you win AJS Hawker just quietly. So just going through Hawker's team. So this is a bit of first step in an education seminar. So
sit back, relax.
Thursday night game, Geelong v Fremantle. Lockie Henderson was not named. He was not on the team sheet Wednesday night. He was managed. So we knew a day in advance. Where are you putting Lockie Henderson?
On the bench.
On the waivers?
If you want to deny him from other teams, I don't mind that play, but you don't have him on the field.
So you put him on the bench. He's not playing. Yeah, smart move.
That's...
So this is... I mean, this has almost got a bit of Pony Fish Islanders swagger about it.
Well, the end, this doesn't matter because he's going to come last anyway. So I kind of get the idea of holding Henderson, but also don't have him on the field.
Don't have him on the field. I mean, you're too slow to be doing this for effort, Hawker. Moving into the midfield, solid, I guess, score from Parfitt, 103. You happy with that? Tom Mitchell, gun. Then it's just kids. It's just children all the way. Rao, I mean... Is he going to bounce back, get some more CBAs?
Don't know. It's not looking. It doesn't pass the eye test at the moment. But once the boy gets the confidence up,
needs a good preseason where he stays fit, because averaging 52, he has plateaued. And then he's brought in Connor West as well. So look, good little junior footballer for West Coast who they brought in, I think, in the draft this season.
Yeah. So good enough for Waffle then.
Yeah, good enough for Waffle.
Yeah.
So good enough for West Coast.
Yeah.
Scott Lysett been pretty solid. How's it going to go this week with Big Boy Laddams being brought into the team?
It's not solo rock anymore.
No. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that changes. Going into the forward line, some young talent here. So Toby Green's a gun. Harris Schoenberg's put together a couple of solid games now for the Crows. Still only averaging 62. Cam Zerha. What's Cam Zerha worth in a trade?
Not what he wants. Not the I was willing to pay. I was after the I had the Zeeble deal on the back burner, so I was trying to work on that angle. So I wasn't really interested in bringing in another forward type
that can't score. Will Phillips slowly getting blooded in that midfield, and then I think Archie Perkins. Yep. I thought he traded Archie Perkins.
Look at Rooster.
Yeah, sorry. I thought there was a trade there with Geelong Vipers or something for Archie Perkins. I didn't realise he still had him. Well, there you go.
The trade was Lincoln McCarthy.
Link the stick for a pick. And then looking at that bench, Dylan Stevens is obviously hanging out with Rowbottom and Haitley. Lots of young talent there, not getting named. Lockie Scholl, I mean, if you can't make the Crows team, you're in trouble.
With Haitley.
Yeah. So what do we got on the other side of the fence?
All right, we've got Ozzie Merker. Sitting in seventh spot at the moment, he's on a bit of a losing streak. So let's see if we can turn this one around. Has been active in the trades. Not sure what he's done or the logic behind it, but he's made moves. So fair play. James Harms is out straight up. So
yep. So he's
make the adjustment. He's not AWOL camping somewhere. Luke McDonald hopefully comes back.
Any news on why Harms wasn't included? So he's obviously been taken out of the team today.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure what's going on there.
ACL.
In the midfield, Ben Keyes has just been a revelation. Fuck. I lolled at the keep. Turns out I'm an idiot.
Yeah, great pickup. Very good pickup.
David Mundy. I did not see that coming from Mundy. 38. That hurts.
Yeah, not much of the Freo team turned up to play last night.
Apart from Sean Darcy, but we'll get to him. Jed Anderson's on the field there, so he's looping in Quinton Narkle for 97.
Good move.
He's a good player. Just a shame that he'll get dropped next week from Geelong. Rocky, you got the pig. Grundy is back. He had an absolute monster game last week. Forward line, the usual suspects, Dale, Norton, Cameron, Darling, and Joe Danaher. There is a bit of a change, I believe. Who was it? So Dylan Scheel is on his bench and Adam Treloar is on the bench. So first time we've seen the Merker side without Gaff.
Yeah, very aggressive trading.
Fair enough. So we all know what Merker's like. If he gets sick of you, you're out.
So just a quick question. James Harms has been a late exclusion. He's going to get rubbed out. I'm assuming he's got an emergency locked away there.
Yeah, Jordan Clark.
Oh, what did he score last night?
Didn't play.
Wasn't named?
No, it wasn't named.
Okay. All right. So just going back to that previous discussion we had. So Thursday night game.
Yep.
Geelong are playing. We know Jordan Clark's not named.
Yep.
Where are you putting him?
On the bench without the emergency.
Okay. And you've got a late scratching now.
Yep.
In James Harms.
Yep.
And you've got Jordan Clark as your emergency. So what are you doing?
There are options. He can move Dale back. It's not all doom and gloom, but he has to do something.
He has to get it done. He's got to do it now. Get on that. Get some internet. Get the 5G. I'm still backing Merker to get the job done here against Hawker, but if he doesn't.
Yeah, if he doesn't. The projections only have him one point apart, but that's because it's counting the Jed Anderson zero when it should be a 97.
Yeah, so that makes it look prettier.
Yep.
What's the next one?
Oh, Legless versus Disposables.
Well, my job's been this week.
So should we start with your team, Legless?
Yep, let's go for it.
I think most of your moves were done last week.
Mm-hmm.
We still had a few to get done. Daniel, Short, Crozier, Sam Taylor, your young kid that you seem to like for some reason.
I reckon he's good. GWS is the replacement for Haynes.
And Haynes is going nowhere, mate. And Jack Burrows, not bad. McRae, Hopper, that's a new face. Exciting times.
I was happy with that inclusion last week. I brought him in and come to a happier club and pumped out 133.
Got a few oddballs here. We got Ed Richards, Nick Blakey. A few randoms you got in there. Just your midfield and your forward line.
I drafted Blakey.
Yeah. And Dusty Martin, another new recruit.
Yep. So he came in for Fife or Dawson and Butters.
Yeah. That was. Hats off to Disposables there for trading out Fife for Dawson and Butters.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing. Riley O'Brien should be good. Should. The forward line again. Bit of a makeshift forward line. Where have all your players gone?
Where
Adams, McKay, Flanders, these are all players that can get you out of 30.
Excuse me, a Marty party, mate. Don't only a Marty party.
Did you get last week?
Because 38. Because I pick it's coming up against Hawthorn. They're deplorable.
Has he ever got a 30 before?
No. Nah.
Okay. Just saying, it's not very good.
Full of guns, mate.
No, he's got 28 and a 32.
Oh. The ceiling, look, the floor's there. As Team Awesome has said, it's not hard to hit your head on his ceiling.
Look, you've sold the farm. You're the tank is in play.
I'll stick with the 8. Thank you very much, sir.
We go over to the other team that's actually contending.
Oh, what, is he?
I don't know.
Is he trying to win, though?
I don't know. Oh, you tell me. Educate me.
So I think Boffa and I are both going to have the same results at the end of this season. We're going to make finals, but we're not going to win it. Difference is one of us was really in with a shot. So if you're second on the ladder, what are you doing with Max Gorn?
Yep. You're keeping him to the grand final.
Absolutely are keeping him to the grand final. Coming up against Hawthorn this week as well, of all teams. Look, he's dropped Taron Thomas, got rid of my boy, and he's brought in Zach Butters. Now, is Zach Butters going to return this season?
I don't think so.
No,
I think it's to be decided, to be confirmed.
Mm. Now, and he's brought in Andrew Gaff for Treloar and Shield. So, again, though, Treloar and Shield are coming back. Yeah, they'll come back. 1 to 2 weeks, both of them are listed as. So, depth for finals, I don't know. I don't know if that was the right play. Gaff solid, but that I'm still not sure about that one either. Just Buff, make the call. You're going for it. You got all those picks this season. You traded away last season to really have a tilt. You've got an hour to fix this, 35 minutes to fix this shit up.
On the phone, Buff.
And then, look, in the forward line, solid performers. He's picked up. It's almost the forward line from my round one. So Ben Ainsworth and Tom Lynch are there. Paddy Dow, interesting inclusion. Bit of hype around Paddy Dow, hasn't there?
Yeah, gross.
And then he's brought in Devin Robertson. Look, handy inclusion as a kid, but again, if you're going for the tilt, what do you want in your team, Treloar and Shield or Robertson and Gaff?
Probably Gaff and Robinson because they're playing.
Yeah, well, that's true. The best ability is availability.
Yeah.
So he's done
the smart. How long is Treloar out for? 4 weeks. Ankle.
Well,
coming back.
Yeah. It says 1 to 2, doesn't it?
2 to 4.
2 to 4. Oh, so he'll be back in 8. And he's done the smart thing here, like all good coaches do, and he's put the emergency on Lob last night. So that's what you do with a guy that's playing on Thursday night. What do we think the result's going to be?
Sorry, I just clicked the wrong button. Jeez. Oh, Boff's going to get this. You don't score 17-50 and then lose. Like, no. It's Boff all the way. And your team, your forward line sucks.
Fuck off.
That's trash. We'll see who scores.
I'm locked in 8th spot. I had a massive 400-point win last week.
All your forwards are in the midfield. You got it all wrong.
I'm trying to work out.
You've got half an hour to fix this. Go.
I'm trying to work out, do I play Luke Edwards on the field? I'm not sure, because West Coast was so bad.
Doesn't make a difference. I might get a 40 rather than a 30.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to get this game. You watch.
A little bit of a grudge match next one. Slippery Gypsies versus Ponyfish Islanders. Bit of a bunny to be had here. Ponyfish Islanders has never lost to Slippery, unfortunately.
Well, look, what are we hoping for?
Oh.
What are we thinking?
What does Slip want to do? Does he want to win?
No, well, he's got 2 lotto picks now, hasn't he? So he's locked away. He'll be as happy as a pig in shit.
I had some trades. Feeling good.
So what do we? Let's have a look here. We've got Grant Birchall, Maynard, Stephen May, Main, and Duray. So massive. He's brought in Duray this week, which I thought was a great inclusion. Another coach that's really gone balls to the wall, I reckon.
Yep. Fair play.
Going into the, what have we got in the midfield there? Look, just another, it's just solid, right? So Selwood's put out an 81. Shuey's come back, been a bit slow. We'll be hoping for him to lift. Perriman's been really good since returning. Brad Hill gave him a 76 last week.
Don't know how.
Liam Shield's still averaging 88. You know, Crisp and Laird have been absolute guns this season. Goldie just gets the job done up against Draper, and then the forward line is delicious. So Jaden Stevenson coming off, what is it, 130 points and denial of COVID-19.
It's a huge week for him, isn't it?
Huge week for Stevenson. So, look, good team. Jack Graham, Zorko, looks like another good, solid forward line. What have we got on the bench there? Not a lot on the bench. So he's got Brayshaw.
Sean Higgins' loop as well. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's bringing that in for Warner. But again, so all right, Thursday night game. That's how you do it. Yeah. Good pickup. Good loop action. Loving it. Good score. 86. Loving the team. Very solid. He's got a lot of boys to come back too. So I'll be hoping that Duncan and Dersmer and Redden and Young are all back come finals time.
Sorry, just looking at the chat. Tim Lawsomer is having an absolute blind on the chat. Absolute blinder.
So he's really going hard on the trade.
It's all about marketing. Slipper Gypsies. Defence looking solid without being fantastic. Oh, sorry, Lloyd's fantastic. Noble, McGovern, Redmond and Rivers, they can go big on their day. He's traded out Dreyer, his stalwart back there. Able to cover, I think. The midfield Lions is a gun. Petrarca, Parrish, Smith, Chera, Yo, and Drew. No changes, I believe, to that midfield.
He's got such a gun midfield, doesn't he?
In the rucks, smart pickup for Flynn with Mummy out. Don't know how Flynn was available on the waiver wires with Mumford known to be out this week. It just doesn't seem smart.
So here's a question for you. Is Flynn going to be the number one ruck there? Or is Bruce going to take that job?
Bruce will take that job.
Okay.
If he's fit. Well,
it's definitely an awesome pickup for this week.
Yep. Forward line, I don't think any changes there. He's gone with Josh Thomas, who's been quite good recently with Harvey at the helm. Hogan the Bogan was okay last week. And then Bailey, DeConning, and Fritsch.
I like the Bramble pickup as well, by the way. He had a really good week last week, and Hawks are on the rebuild.
There's a forward midfielder now.
Look at that head. He looks like a young Liam Shields.
That's what you want. So who have we got here?
Oh, Pony by daylight.
Yeah, Pony. He's sold up. He's gone big. Looking good.
Yeah, if you trade for those picks and those players and you don't win this game,
fucked up.
You fucked up. All right, last game around.
It's been a huge podcast so far.
So what do we got here? All right, DT87 versus Manic Monkeys.
This is a game that's really going to define few coaches' years, really, isn't it?
Well, look, Manic could either potentially finish ninth if he gets belted in this, or he can finish as high as fifth. And it's with DT87. DT87 could finish eighth or fifth if he wins this game.
It's all up in the air, really, isn't it?
It is. So
elimination final.
So DT87, Aish and Hughes last night. Oh, yuck, poo. So 53 to Aish, 36 to Hughes. Just disgraceful.
Yeah.
Big inclusion with Dan Hughes. Good, interesting sort of pickup. I was a bit nervous about it, but now that Lockie Ash has been dropped, I'll admit I was absolutely wrong.
Sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
No, it's once. You have to rewind the play. So moving into moving into the midfield, Cam Guthrie, 118 last night. Don't need to get cute and put the emergency on him. You just blame. Pretty bloody solid midfield. Parker, Neil, Kennedy, Fiorini, Smith, and then Cutler rounding it out. Probably not ideal.
Playing North, though. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's right. Big Island Run. I love it. Bolton, the forward line is really tasty. That sort of Hind and Bolton, and then Hawkins, 92 last night. Then he's picked up my boy Dylan Moore, who I like. So, yep, good solid team there with a few. Three forwards to return in Wingard, Weller and Rosie.
Nice. Hasn't been active. Has he been that active on the trade? We had that big one with disposables.
Well, he got Rosie in. Two. He's got Rosie in and he got Hawkins in last week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And got Houston in this week as well.
Fair enough. Speaking of no trades, Manic Monkeys didn't want to get involved. Fair enough.
Is that the one trade this season?
Yep. We won't go there. In defence, Tom Stewart and Luke Ryan, 85, 81. 81 from Tom Stewart. He was on 66 at half time or something like that. I guess the ball wasn't in the defence too often, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Nothing else has changed there too much. He's relying on Bonner. Powell's been good this year. I don't mind Powell. In the midfield, Tim Kelly, bit of an injury cloud.
Yeah.
Also hindered by the fact that he plays for West Coast.
Yeah.
An issue. Same with Dom Sheed. West Coast factor is not good.
Hasn't been the last couple of weeks.
But who cares about West Coast players when you got Tuk Tuk?
Oh, gun. Absolute gun.
Yeah. Sarong's been, well, average. We'll give him average, but second year player. We'll pass him off for that. Matthew Parker, the old St Kilda player for Richmond.
So, did Matt Parker have fantasy chops previously? Is there something I'm missing?
He was a rookie, so I think he had a bit of a classic art to his game, but I don't know.
Yeah, hard pass for me.
And Crouch has been good, and Matthew Kennedy. Just double checking. I haven't got any. No trades yet. Tom Hickey's been fantastic on the forward line. Side bottom, DeGoey, Sean Darcy. Now, Darcy, 103, but
MCL.
There, isn't there? So,
yep.
Put him on ice. We'll see you next year, bigger and better.
Yep, mate. Making my run for the finals look absolute lock after winning this week and then beating Manic next week.
You're confident, aren't you?
Absolutely.
If only you knew that Brad Crouch and Barry were coming back in 2 weeks' time, you might have actually won a final.
Yeah, I don't know that they are going to, but
just need a forward line. And he's got Manic's got a few options on the bench: Akers, Georgiades, and Ryder. So he's missing a defender, but with injuries and Widow not named, what can you do?
Just
trade. Who have we got here? This is looking to be an absolute nail biter. 7 points in it in favour of DT87 from the projections. Wow. No, I can't split them.
I'm going Manic. I think, you know, a couple of 80s and 100 on the board. He's got some low scorers, but it's that 36 that I look at for Rob. And I just go, nah, that's...
And you just look at what Tuk Tuk's going to do.
Oh, that's going to be crazy. It's really, honestly, I think this is going to come down to whether or not the West Coast players pull their finger out.
Yeah, which is unlikely.
Mm.
I'm going Rob here, but
I think there's going to be a bee's dick in it.
I think that's it. We're done. So a big episode it. Because of all the changes, but we should be more streamlined next week as only two games to go in the regular season.
Last round next week. Going to tell a lot. We're learning a lot over the next couple of weeks about what this finals matchup's going
to
look like.
Yeah, 28 minutes to go till the trade deadline. Don't bother asking about Jack Steele. Apparently is the word in the chat.
I might
make him an offer, actually.
I think we should all make him an offer.
Yep. Take a round,
I think. Good luck, Stars.
All right. Cheers, all. We'll catch you later.
Go well. Bye.